This is your wake-up call. I met Ruby Dee, the award-winning actress, author, theater, Hall of Fame member, and my sister in public service many years ago. I found her to be a delightful woman, a talented actor, an accomplished personality. In a book entitled Dear Success Seeker, Wisdom from Outstanding Women, written by Dr. Michelle R. Wright, she shares a letter to success seekers from Ruby Dee. This is how the letter goes. I believe that no birth is accidental, writes Ruby Dee, that each of us comes with a specific purpose to fulfill. She writes, you are successful if you can arrive at what you're supposed to be doing with your life. Sometimes other people help you find the path, and other times you must figure it out for yourselves. And sometimes you find it through prayer and meditation. Whenever or however you discover your divine purpose, it's like the jigsaw piece fitting perfectly into the jigsaw puzzle, perfecting the picture. Ruby Dee writes, success is when you say yes to yourself. Yes, you are supposed to be doing what you're doing. Yes, you are supposed to be the doctor, the lawyer, the CEO. Yes, you are supposed to be the banker, the dancer, the CPA. Yes, you are supposed to be the parent, the home engineer, the painter. Yes, you are supposed to be the architect, the visionary, the planter, the plucker, and the communicator. This is the work that most satisfies your soul, fulfills your purpose here on earth. Work you would do without pay. Can you believe it? Yes, work you would do without pay, if necessary. The Bible writes, the kingdom of God is within you. Seek ye first the kingdom of God, and all of these things will be added unto you. It kind of intimates that the rent and the food and all those other kinds of things will be taken care of if we seek first the kingdom of God. Ruby Dee writes, I have discovered that nothing is added unto you if you cannot use it or give it or share it. You must come to the end of your journey having given those things that were added unto you. Well, she concludes her letter by saying, the path to success may bring wealth or fame, or it may not. In the end, it's not about what you have or whom you know. Success is not a static achievement, as listed on a resume. Success is a changing phenomenon. It may bring unquestionable joy and feeling that the work accomplished is your best, or profound satisfaction as you experience its beneficial effect upon the lives of others. What is your definition of success? Is it riches, wealth, fame, or service? Let me know what's on your mind. I'd really like to hear what your definition of success is. I'm Vashti McKenzie, and this has been your wake-up call.